This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on in. Sunday. September 8th is here. The long-awaited week one return of the Black and Gold. And what do you know? It is a home opener to start the season. Welcome in those kitty cats from Carolina to the Superdome. The Panthers, always a pesky bunch, though, as we know, dealing with them over the years. This will be the one of two matchups against there. Steve Geller, along with Jeff Nowak, bringing you to 10 o'clock. That's when the countdown to kickoff will take over with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, in tow. And Jeff loved this message this morning from another Jeff on 0809 on our text line. I'm mowing the lawn right now. Y'all are awesome. Stay local. Listen local. Could not agree more with that statement.
Yeah, that totally wasn't me. I definitely wasn't
man,
the guy
you texted
us
into our line here.
I think, no, he's saying for Jeff, not from Jeff.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Gosh, Steve.
No, that was for Jeff. Yes,
yeah,
that's what Cullen just typed into the message box.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, listeners. it's lawn mowing time, right? It's 9 a.m. It's not hot yet. Although it's been kind of cool. Anyway,
we got that cool front coming in.
Yeah, this is a tangent. We are off topic. We're here to talk about football.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I am sponsored by John Deere Tractors.
Wow, congratulations.
That's a lie.
Looking at this matchup, Jeff, obviously the biggest, I think, talking point is how is this Saints offense going to look? A new scheme that we haven't seen around, obviously, for quite some years with the Sean Payton / Pete Carmichael regime way of things, you know, going on. Now we've got Clint Kubiak in a new system, and I think the biggest question is really not the scheme. It's talking about the offensive line, and one of those questions is the development, or the stall development at least, of a guy like Trevor Penning. Well, new offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak was asked this week about Trevor and asked exactly how is the young tackle progressing.
He's doing everything we've asked him to do. He's a super coachable guy, and he's had some really good practices, and a lot can be said about where he started and where he's come from. And, I'm really proud to get to coach Trevor and Rick Dennison and John Benton. And those guys have done a phenomenal job with him and with the whole offensive line. But, you know, he's earned the right to go out there and play really well on Sunday. And I'm looking forward to, you know, going and seeing what he does. But it's a five-man show up there, and it's all five working together. It's not just him.
Five-man show indeed. And, yeah, hopefully we're seeing Trevor mowing down some defensive linemen.
I see what you did there. If you've listened to Clint talk, Clint's not the most vociferous, emotional press conference giver in the world. So
he's like,
to me,
they won't ask for me anymore.
To me, that's like a 10 answer for him in terms of, like, emotion. So, I do feel, you know, it's funny. When he said that, kind of my ears perked up because, you know, I think that's something that this team has made a point of is – we're going to stand behind Trevor. We're going to kind of gas the guy up. We're going to give him opportunities. We're not going to have him going out there feeling like any mistake you make is going to have the rug pulled out from under you, right? And they did have that week prior to the preseason finale where you had Oli Udoh getting first-team reps. They were splitting first-team reps. I don't think that was ever really a competition so much as it was, hey, if we do need to change course, we want to make sure that Oli has at least some – idea of what a first team rep with the first team
right.
or at right tackle would look like. I think that's been a big point of this offseason is not just developing Trevor Penning, it's to have a young player go out there with confidence. And he would be the first one to admit, and I talked to him in the locker room this week, and he admitted, like, that first preseason game, the game against the Cardinals, he was hesitant, he was tentative, he was not attacking with his hands, he was waiting. And it's something that, you know, y'all saw it. He saw it, too. The coaches saw it, too. And that's been something that, you know, he's been working on improving. And I kind of asked him, it's like, okay, how do you fix that? Because, like, you know what you're supposed to do. It's just a matter of going out there and doing it. And he said, yeah, it's just about being aggressive, just about being mean out there and being the one who to initiate the action, be the one to redirect the defensive end, not the other way around. You can't allow the defensive player to dictate everything that's happening on every play. Like, he's a big, strong guy. If he can just get his hands on a guy, he's going to have the advantage. Now, when he struggles, it's because he never gets his hands on him. He either waits too long and gets burned inside.
Right.
He sets too far outside, then gets bull rushed, right? But if when he can get his hands on the guys in the interior of the guy's pads and navigate that way, he has the advantage. He's a giant human being. He's an incredibly strong human being. He's going to be stronger than any defensive end he goes against in that matchup. Well, Jadeveon Clowney is probably a bad example because Jadeveon Clowney might be the strongest person on the planet. I remember stories about him at South Carolina where the coaches were getting on him for not taking his lifting seriously. So he like went in there just like without any warm-up and set their deadlift record. Like, I don't even know if it was deadlift.
Mic drop.
It was some sort of like lifting record. And it was just like, no, I am that dude. So maybe Jadeveon Clowney might have a strength advantage. I don't know. But either way, you know, I think that I'm hopeful for Trevor. You know, I think he gets a lot of grief, and rightfully so. He's a first-round pick. When you're a first-round pick, that all that criticism is earned. You know, all that criticism is always going to be there, and you know it. But I do think his approach is what it needs to be, and hopefully he can go out there and continue to improve. He's not going to be perfect. The coaching staff knows he's not going to be perfect. You're going to need to send help his way. You're going to need to chip with tight ends and linebackers. Running backs. But, you know, I just need him to play neutral a majority of the time. We've talked a lot about this. Like, you're not going out there as an offensive lineman with the goal of, I have to win 100% of my reps. It is, I need to play a majority of my reps neutral. I need to win clean some of the time, and I need to limit the number of times that I lose and it impacts the play. You can lose in such a way that, you know, the defensive end never gets there. We never talk about it. No one's watching the defensive end who almost got to the quarterback. We're watching the ball. We're watching the result of the play. So we'll see how that goes. But I think Trevor there was a scenario where Trevor gets to the week 3 of the preseason, and that job is already gone. You've already decided to move on. He made the improvements to hold on to that job, and now it's a matter of, okay, we need you to play at such a level that you can keep that job.
Yeah, looking at the other side of the ball, obviously, you know, you kind of talked about there's not been much, you know, yapping about a rookie, you know, starting on this offensive line, your first-round pick, but also right next to him at that guard spot on the left side, kind of some indecision there, and I know Lucas Patrick is your guy right now, but hoping that we can see more development from someone like Nick Saldiveri, obviously. Good to see him getting back in the flow here.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really talked about the game day elevations yet, but the Saints elevated linebacker Kalik Hudson and defensive tackle Kendall Vickers, which means they're going to have 3 players inactive after the injured players. So you have to have you can only have 48 active players on game day. They have 4 players who are already ruled out, which is defensive tackle Colin Saunders, tight end Dallin Hulker, and then linebackers DeMarco Jackson and the rookie Jalen Ford. So they're going to, with the 2 elevations, that means you have to have 3 more players inactive. I expect one of those players is going to be the backup quarterback, with that third guy being the emergency third quarterback who doesn't count against your active roster spots. So you're going to have 2 more players inactive. I imagine one of those is going to be John Ridgeway, just because he just got here.
Yeah.
And then maybe a wide receiver. But what they didn't do is elevate a offensive lineman, which is surprising to me because Nick Saldiveri just got back to practice this week, but not elevating a lineman, not elevating, say, Shane Lemieux, who would have been my guess, means that they're clearly comfortable going into this game with Nick Saldiveri as the backup. If Lucas Patrick or Eric McCoy gets hurt, that would probably get Nick Saldiveri in the game. So they clearly feel comfortable that he could at least play in a backup capacity if they need him. So that's a good sign. I don't think that you're really looking at him as the starter right now, but he was the guy that you went into camp thinking, I think, you know, he's got the inside track to win that starting job. So if Lucas struggles, maybe he is a guy you turn to. But either way, it's a good sign for him because he missed a lot of time with that calf injury. And you had to wonder, okay, where is he? I don't think that you're going to go into this game with 7 active offensive linemen.
Yep.
And if you were concerned that he couldn't play, you were going to have to elevate somebody. So that's a good sign because right now their backups are Landon Young, Oli Udo, and Nick Saldiveri. That's it. They only have 8.
Interesting, right, to see how that ends up panning out. I wonder if even do you try to get some reps for Nick Saldiveri in this game today, even if Lucas Patrick is not struggling, but you want to give him like a blow, a breather at some time during the match.
you don't typically do that with the offensive line. Like
I know you want that continuity.
Yeah, you don't typically see rest downs. Like you don't see, you know, offensive linemen coming out for, you know, a defensive end who rushes six times in a row. You'll rotate him out just to get a breather on a long drive. You don't really do that with the offensive line, so I don't think that's going to happen unless there's an injury. My question, and we haven't really seen a lot of it, who's the jumbo lineman? Who's the jumbo tight end? They haven't really done much of it at all in the preseason games. I think we got one rep, and it was Landon Young. So he would be my guess, is if you do run jumbo.
Right, you've seen it from him. So,
you send Landon Young out there. But I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's somebody else, and we're not seeing. But with only eight active offensive linemen, I don't know. The backup situation is kind of murky. Like, okay, so Oli Udoh will be your backup right tackle, right? That makes sense because he's been getting reps there. Landon Young will be your backup left tackle. Lucas Patrick will be your backup center. Nick Saldivari is your backup left guard. And then they would swap. If Eric McCoy went out, I imagine you would send Nick Saldivari in at left guard and Lucas Patrick in at center. But who's your backup right guard? I genuinely don't know. It's probably one of Landon Young or Oli Udoh. We've never seen Nick Saldivari play right guard.
Right.
I'm sure he can, but you would think, hey, you would want to get reps for that guy. I haven't seen Lucas Patrick play the right guard, so I'm not sure about that. I would guess it's Oli Udoh if because he's already on the right side, but that's they're definitely putting a lot of faith in the guys they have out there, because you know you get a couple injuries at the offensive line and suddenly it's like, man, hopefully we make it through this game.
Unofficial depth chart, obviously the Saints have Landon Young as the backup right guard to Caesar.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, and I mean the depth chart doesn't really mean a ton.
Exactly.
But either way, you're asking a tackle to bump inside and play guard because both of those guys are tackles by trade.